Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, we're coming to the end of one calendar year and approaching the beginning of another. Will the Great Tribulation finally begin in 2026?
No.
Okay, then is it possible that the countdown to the end starts in 2026?
Well, some think so. Somebody sent me something from a Sabbatarian by the name of Tim McHyde. And the headline says, "Why I'm convinced that the end begins in 2026 and what you can do about it." It says, since learning that, supposedly he learned that Yeshua was supposed to return in the Sabbath year, he's been looking at all these kinds of things to figure out possible dates and whatever. And he's saying, I'm not saying this is thus says the Lord. And he says he's not a prophet. And he's not a watchman or anybody. He says he's not even making a prediction. But he does think that the countdown might start there. He says he's sharing his conviction that 2026 is the end. And he says he's sharing this revelation to bless and build the brethren, even though he just said it wasn't a prophet, and also said God didn't tell him. He says if it must be ruled out, he says, I don't have anything to apologize for. My reputation as a teacher is not on the line. But his conviction is that 2026 is the beginning of sorrows. And he says he hopes his conviction is wrong. Now, basically, people like him are saying that he believes the countdown for the final 7 years of this age begins in 2026. That's really what he's saying.
But the gentleman seems to be a little confused as to whether or not he is truly convicted that this is the sabbatical year for the beginning of the Great Tribulation or not. How important is a sabbatical cycle anyway?
Well, not in one respect. You know, Jesus didn't say to calculate the sabbatical year, the Jubilee year, anything like that to figure out when end is going to be. But we've got to be careful about people who rely on that. By the way, there's another Sabbath keeper who happens to be a Unitarian. He pointed out that the Jubilee year was going to start in 2026, and he pointed that Armageddon was going to be in 2026 or 2027, but that's not possible. Now, that said, there is a small possibility that 2026 is a sabbatical or jubilee year. Now, this year, somebody named Timothy Merriman sent me an unsolicited copy of a book he wrote called It's Much Later Than You Think. He claims in the book that Jesus the Messiah will return on the Feast of Trumpets in 2026. That's not possible. Here's what he wrote. God rests on the seventh day. The Bible says the year of the Lord is 1,000 years. 1,000 years is like a day. It's estimated from Adam to Christ was, according to him, 3,974 years. It's been 2,024 years since Christ, which puts us into 5,998 years. I don't think his numbers add up, by the way. Jesus is going to come back in 2026, because that would be 6,000 years. The tribulation would start in 2026, and a seven-year peace deal would be broken halfway through, and God's wrath will be poured out, is what this guy said in his book.
You say that it is not possible for Jesus to return in 2026. Why not?
Because necessary events that Jesus and Daniel mentioned haven't happened. Plus, according to Jesus, when he returns, it's after the tribulation. Let me go to the book of Matthew, chapter 24, starting with verse 29, New King James. Jesus said, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, the powers of heaven will be shaken. Verse 30, then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and all the tribes on the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He'll send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. That's when the trumpet comes, by the way. And they will gather his elect from the four winds from one end of heaven to the other. Also, a few verses up, starting verse 3, Jesus' disciples asked him when these things are going to be. Jesus said, take heed that no one deceives you. Many are going to come in Jesus' name and say he's the Christ, and they're going to deceive many. Now, like most of us, disciples wanted to know, Jesus said, be careful you wouldn't be deceived. But if the Great Tribulation can't begin in 2026, could the countdown to the end begin in 2026? Or the countdown to the Armageddon begin then?
Okay.
Well, if we see certain prophetic confirmation, then possibly yes. Now, the Continuing Church of God, we're not Protestant. But we do know that many evangelical Protestants believe that the tribulation lasts 7 years. And the first 3.5 years is relatively fine. And the last 3.5 years is horrifying. So I want to read from some things that I found on the internet. One writer says, working forward two complete thousand-year periods from 33 AD, the year of our Lord's crucifixion, resurrection, that would bring us to the year 2033, as the date of our Lord's return and the beginning of the millennial reign. Subtracting 7 years from this total gives us the year 2026, the time is the commencement of a seven-year tribulational period. Although our Lord's crucifixion and resurrection occurred in the spring at the time of Passover, the tribulation will begin with a cycle of festivals that occur in the fall. So, you know, people with the Church of God background say, well, it kind of sounds like some of the stuff we've talked about.
Okay.
And he says this leads to a probable start date to tribulation in the fall of 2026. And here's another one. This one's from Facebook. Hosea 6:3 says, after 2 days, he, the Lord, will revive us. The third day, he'll raise us up and we'll live in his sight. 2033 will be two of the Lord's days since the death of Christ. Simple math. 7 years before 2033 is 2026. Could that be the year the tribulation starts? Well, anyway, both of those claims are at least partially based on the inaccurate belief that Jesus died on a Friday, which he did not. He died on the day we call Wednesday. So that eliminates the 33 AD period. The possible Wednesday dates, by the way, are 31 AD, 34 AD, 35 AD. But then I found another guess online. This one says, I have a very educated guess when the absolute end will occur. 2033 is 2,000 years. The tribulation is 7 years long. The rapture happens approximately 2033 minus 7, 2026. Beginning the end was when Israel was reestablished as a nation in 1948. Scripture says there'd be a generation of people who see all these things that happened since 1948. So the possible conclusion to the end times should be up in 2023 or 2040 at the latest. That's what he said. Now, I want to read something Jesus said, because he referred to this scripture indirectly. Matthew 24, verse 34, Jesus said, assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away until all these things take place.
Well, then, just how long is a generation?
Well, biblically, it's considered to be 30 or 40 years, according to Smith's Bible Dictionary's understanding of Job 42, verse 16. At the most, it would be 70 or 80 years based on Psalm 9, verse 10. But 30 or 40 years seems to make more sense. But even if it were 80 years, starting with 1948, everything Jesus said happened in Matthew 24 would have to be done by the year 2028. And that's just not possible.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we are close to the 6,000 years of humanity's rule of the planet. As Jesus said in Matthew 24:6, the end is not yet. Now, the end Jesus spoke up there and in Matthew 24:14 looks to point to the start of the Great Tribulation.
Okay.
And possibly the end of the 6,000 years, although that instead could point to his return. Anyway, if you add 3.5 years to the current date, that leads us to 2029 for the earliest possible start date for the Great Tribulation. But even that could be too soon. Now, with that understanding, it's possible the seven-year period before Jesus will return, as well as the countdown to Armageddon, could start in 2026, yet we have to see certain signs in order to know so, which we won't know for certain until after they've happened.
What are some signs the Bible tells us to look for?
Well, Jesus, Matthew 24:14, said the gospel of the kingdom to preach to the world, his witness, the end will come. In verse 15, he said, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in a holy place, whoever reads, let him understand, let him in Judea flee the mountains. You're in the field, don't go back to get your clothes. Verse 19, woe to those who are pregnant and nursing. And verse 20, pray that your flight may not be in the winter or on the Sabbath, for there'll be great tribulation, such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. So Jesus referred to, amongst other things, the abomination Daniel wrote about. Now, if you go to back into the Old Testament, the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 9, we're going to cut into the middle of verse 26 and read what it has to say. And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end of it will be with a flood. Until the end of the war, desolations are determined. Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, but in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering, and on the wing of abominations shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation, which is determined, is poured on the desolate. Now, this confirmation has not happened, nor has this deal, this peace deal, been confirmed. Nor have other passages in Daniel 11 about the abomination, like Daniel 11:31. Plus, we also haven't seen the formation of the biblical kings of the north and the south that need to be in place, that you will read about in Daniel 11:25. So the end is not this year.
Tell us more about this king of the north and king of the south, so we can keep a lookout for him.
Well, Daniel 9:26-27 talks about a prince. That means he's somebody who's not the top leader when he confirms this deal. He's going to confirm his covenant for 1 week. And the prince is going to become the king of the north in Daniel 11, verse 31, when he breaks the deal. And he's going to break it in the middle of the week. Now, according to the Greco-Roman saint Hippolytus, this 1 week period is supposed to be 7 years. And other people agree with that. So breaking it in the middle is after 3.5 years. Many consider this covenant to be a type of peace deal consistent with prophecies like Daniel 8:25 and Daniel 11:24. And it's broken in the middle after 3.5 years. And that's when we're supposed to flee, according to Jesus. And that's quickly followed by the Great Tribulation. Now, as cited from Jesus in Matthew 24, verses 29 and 31, Jesus returns after the tribulation. Therefore, if we see a deal with an element that is confirmed for 7 years in 2026, that could start the countdown to the end, which meaning the Great Tribulation, which could start 3.5 years later, or even Armageddon, which would say 6 to 7 years afterwards. Now, the reality is, most of the time, peace deals tend to come after wars. So it's very likely we're going to see a major regional war, with Jerusalem suffering great damage, according to Isaiah 22:6-9 first. Anyway, we are getting closer to the end of the 6,000 years, and we could see the countdown to the end soon. However, let me state that there's no possibility the Great Tribulation will begin in 2026, 2027, 2028, nor is Jesus going to return before 2033. You know, after Jesus said things were going to happen, he told his followers, Luke 21:36, watch therefore and pray always that you be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. And that's what true Christians should do.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.